We're so grateful for you today. Thank you, thank you. And we know it's all in the name of your Son, Jesus. And we're coming boldly to the throne of grace right now. God, we're a people with great need. Lord, we need you. You're the answer for everything. God, thank you. Hallelujah. How complete and wonderful, everlasting and long-suffering you are to us. God, thank you for your patience, Lord. Thank you again for your faithfulness to us. God, let us see the beauty, God, and the majesty, the splendor that a one like you could love something like me. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. I just think upon you and praise you for what you are today. God, just again, let us draw nigh to you. Let us be sincere this day. God, this is an important time because this is the time that we have now. The time that you have appointed for us to come and to feast upon your word. God, feed us. Let your Spirit anoint each and every life here today. Take this word, Lord God, and work it deep in our hearts. Oh, bring the increase. Bring the increase in your people. We give you the praise and the glory and the thanks forever. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We'll begin reading again verse 30. The Lord has laid upon my heart a series of sermons on this precious 30th verse. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus. See, isn't that wonderful? It wasn't of you that you're in Christ Jesus. Had nothing to do with any of the likes of us. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus. Who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Now last week, brothers and sisters, it was wisdom, and today it is righteousness. And as the Lord has so profoundly, as He is showing us, each one of these words are so complete in themselves to what they are to us in Christ. And today it's righteousness. And righteousness will be defined many times as the just or the true or the pure. But I want you to know that righteousness is approved and acceptable to God. That's what righteousness is. Jesus Christ is the very righteousness of God. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, and I'm telling you, pay attention to this today. This scripture is so incredible. It's the scripture, it's the word, it's as it is written. But in 2 Corinthians 5:21 it says, And by Jesus Christ being made sin for us, who knew no sin, that we may be made. Isn't that right? That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For what saith the Scripture? Here we go, Romans 4:3. Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And all I can do is sit here and stand here and praise God with you that it is that simple. The very righteousness of God, Christ Jesus. He's been made that for us, and we have been made that in Him. Approved and acceptable to the I Am. And you think about what we get messed up with trying to be approved and acceptable to this life. All the things that we do compromising our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be made acceptable to man. God help us. The blood of Jesus, if you've taken it to your life, has made you acceptable to God the Father. It's made you acceptable and wanted and called to come boldly to the throne of grace. To visit with God. as a father, with his son as a friend, and with both of them, oh my goodness, if you'll take it as the bride getting ready to marry his son Jesus. Not by works, lest any man should boast. Righteousness by faith. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. See that Adam, my sweet brother, he brought death by one. But it had to be that way because by one, the righteous one, he brought life and everlasting to you and me. And notice what I just read. To receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Do you hear that? Do you see how man goes on and on? And I'm talking about the religious man. I'm talking about the Christian man. Oh, I want to get more righteous. I've got to live righteously. You are righteous. And God has called you to grow up in it. To become knowledgeable of the righteousness that He has given you. And that word of knowledge is intimacy. To know it as you would know a husband or as you would know a wife. Intimately. What that is to you, brothers and sisters. The very righteousness of God. The one thing that pleases the Father is the life of His Son. And that just happens to be exactly what He gave us the very moment that we believed on Him as Savior. I'm looking at righteousness all over the place. Isn't that wonderful? And if I see anything else, I guess that might just might be my old self-righteous. What do you think? But yet here man toils to be acceptable to God. And let's not lie about it, brothers and sisters. The enemy tries to get that one on us all the time, doesn't he? Thinking that we're going to do something. We're going to make a deal with God. Huh? Well, I hear it all the time. Well, you know, I got to get right with God to go to church. See, I got to put this sin out of my life to really have fellowship with God. So you need to understand that if you gave your heart to God, He already took care of that sin. And we're going to read about that in a minute, that you're free from sin. Now, you're going to believe the Word of God, or you're going to believe this? Or that self-righteous brother or sister in the Lord that you need to pray for that keeps bringing that sin back? Huh? Come on now. The people of God are free from sin. Completely free. Justified. He that is born of God doth not commit sin, neither can he sin. I didn't say that. That was the Word of God. A lot of people have a problem with that, don't they? A lot of people in here, pretty much every one of us, have a problem with that, naturally speaking, if we really get to thinking about that. Amen? Come on now. God wants us free in here. You want to be a vessel of praise? You got to believe the Lord. You got to see the grace and truth, brothers and sisters, that it just is what it is. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He's already given it to you, but the reward, brothers and sisters, is when He opens it up. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life and you yield to God and say, Lord, I want to believe You. I want to quit sitting, as it says, on the premises, and I want to stand on the promises. And that is a good one, because it's real. I want to enter in. I don't want to just behold the glory. It's a marvelous thing. I love looking at you. But I want to enter in. I want to go all the way. I don't want to hold back anymore. I want my unbelief dealt with, Lord. Come unto me, that you that got a need, and you got a need today. Quit ye like men. Tell you what. He's doing something today. Pay attention. I don't know. This Might be the last time. Who knows? What do you think? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh, God, getting ready to see your son. It's so wonderful. But what's so exciting about this, brothers and sisters, is Romans 6:18, and I just said it, half of it. Being made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I'm a slave of righteousness. I am. Hallelujah. I am owned by righteousness. Bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. And I and you, if you know Him as Savior, I'm not my own. You're not your own. God help you to be thankful for that. God help you to be thankful that if you're here today and something's not sitting right and you're being convicted about something, praise be to God. Because you're not your own. And that's Him just whispering and dealing with your heart and loving on you like I can't tell you. Only He can. Come unto me. You're mine. You're mine. You got these things going on. Maybe here or maybe out there, but they're still affecting something in here. And the only reason is because you haven't let my mind be in you. Which is also in me. Also in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? See, that's how we fellowship together. That's how I can look at you right now and you can look at me and I know you love me. And you know I love you. Had nothing to do with any of us because you know what? I really don't even know you. But I know by the grace of God what's in you. And it's the same thing in me. And it's this Word, brothers and sisters. And it's made us one. There's a unity in the Spirit of Christ. And we need to give over to it. Every bit of it. Quit harboring any root of bitterness. It's time to fly. It's time to soar. And you can't help this thing. I was so pleased that my wife read this precious scripture in Streams in the Desert the other day to us about this moth and this scientist who had looked at this moth over and over and over for years and years. And he thought it was just so amazing that the cocoon that this moth is in, and it's the monarch, I guess, in the one that's so majestic with all the colors in its wings. But he said it was just always amazing to me how this big old moth would come out of such a small little teeny hole. And he said it just seemed like it would be struggling. And he'd heard things about how, well, there is a reason, and ladies, you've heard this too, that the baby comes down that birth canal. It's just like that moth comes right down through that little opening. And somehow it would squeeze that little moth, has some fluids in its body that needs to be pushed to its wings for it to really soar and to fly and to be everything it can be. But this man took that little cocoon and he says, well, it's not coming out, so I'll kind of hurry it up. And he slid a little, just a teeny weeny bit in the bottom of that little, and out came the moth. And those beautiful wings were right there. And he thought, oh my goodness, isn't that wonderful? I helped it. And as he said to himself, as he saw that moth quickly wither and die, because the wings wouldn't let it fly. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, we need to be pressed out of measure, despairing of our own life, if we are going to win Christ as bridegroom. Know it. Know this. This isn't a mystery. Not anymore. Not anymore. We live in a day and an age where he said that ye may know me in the power of my resurrections and in the fellowship of my suffering. In everything, in every bit of my love. Now you're happy you're bought. Are you happy that you're not your own? My goodness, I don't know what I'd do if I didn't know that. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't know I'd been made righteousness, the very righteousness of God in Him. His life imputed to us, we became acceptable and approved to God forever. For now are we the sons of God. This is serious. This is what it is. We got to quit messing around. Yeah, it's time. Rejoice in that it pleased Him to bring many sons to glory. If you know Him as Savior, brothers and sisters, that's exactly who you are. And you think about how wonderful Romans chapter 9, verse 30 and 31. Listen to this. I mean, this is some good stuff. The Word of God is always good stuff, but this is just so amazing. When God comes in and anoints your heart, rejoice. But Romans chapter 9, verse 30 and 31. What shall we say then? Now this is speaking to you that the Gentiles, listen to this, the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness. That's me. That's you. Isn't that wonderful? You didn't follow after righteousness. You had no clue what it was. Zip. That's what's so beautiful about this. This is why you know that it's God. Doesn't it really? It does. And in spirit, it makes sense. It just does because that's God. I could never attain or understand. I could never even have a conversation with God. We're talking God. I know some people that are really smart that have went to MIT and things, and it's hard enough to have a conversation with them. And you know what I'm saying? But their wisdom is foolishness to my Father, the I Am, the God, the only, the one. Come on now. But you know, He covets conversation. There's nothing that pleases His heart more than your heart right now rejoicing to Him and saying, thanks be to God for your Son that brought me into the very glory of God. That now you call me son, I'm favored. You look at me and you admire me. I'm just so thrilled for righteousness. Righteousness loved me and sought me and it bought me. Hallelujah. So here we go. What shall we say then that the Gentiles which follow not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, listen, but Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness. Do you see that? See, you've got to have the law removed, brothers and sisters. It's got to be done with. And that's exactly what the blood of Jesus did. But you still want to go to these rudiment things and these things that are going to hurt you. Trying to do something you never could do and trying to do something that's already been done. See how stupid that is? The foundation's been laid, huh? That's what He tried to tell us. Why do we want to go back and do it again? It's a perfect one. Thanks be to God, you can't mess that up. Or then you would be in trouble. But them's the everlasting arms. Isn't it so simple? Isn't it wondrously simple? That this is His? But see Israel here, listen to what these... And I'm telling you, there's a lot caught up into this. Which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. And why? Even though they sought it and they sought it. You'd think, well, look at those poor fellas. They were seeking it and you bums weren't even getting it. Didn't want it, and here you got it. It's a bum like me. How about you? Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. See, that's the grace of God. You merited nothing. Nil. Zippo. But here it is. Why didn't they get it when they sought it all the time? Romans 10, 3 and 4. For they being ignorant... And that word means they're wrong. They're just wrong. There's no understanding of God's righteousness. There's no understanding of God's righteousness. going about to establish their own righteousness. See, that's where it went awry, right there. You're going to give it up now? Let this be the day. Let's give it up. Quit. Stop that. It does. It hurts his heart. Them's filthy rags to God. They followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained the righteousness. But here we go. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. And who's the righteousness of God? Jesus Christ. See, until you submit to Jesus Christ, you're done. You have not righteousness. You don't. And this is to the blood, brothers and sisters. The blood. But once the blood is upon your life, you are the righteousness of God. It can't go back. You're clean. You're cleansed. You're done. Hallelujah. Signed, sealed, and delivered. You're seated in the heavens with Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah. So that's just where you're at. But now. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone. Everyone that believeth. Now you might have to go telling a brother or sister that someday. Maybe today. That's been trying to lay something on you. Oh no. See, it says right there. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. He bought that righteousness for me. With His precious blood. He gave it to us with His precious blood. But brothers and sisters, that's just the beginning. And I do need to hurry along a little bit, just like last week. And not because of the clock. Jesus still might come yet today. Come on. Amen. But just like last week's sermon. Wisdom. The very beginning of wisdom. Is to know that He's my Savior. And just like wisdom, now it's time to go on in it. To grow up into all of it. And here's a clue if we're not growing in it. Hebrews 5:13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe. Listen to that. For everyone who uses milk is unskillful. Brothers and sisters, this is why we come into this place. And it's not this place, it's not this pastor, it's not these people. It's the grace of God. And He's calling all of His people. I would that all be saved, all men be saved. And come to the full knowledge of the truth. Thanks be to God, we're adhering to that. We just want it. This is why we come together, not just on Sunday, not just on Sunday night, just not just on Wednesday night, just not just on Friday night, but you're getting it in your home. Going after it. Hallelujah. That's God. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. I like steak. It's starting to get expensive in my home. My boys are starting to like steak. It's true. And you got to work to put steak on the table. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me tell you something. He's got to work deep. Deep in you to want that steak. There are going to be tests and trials, brothers and sisters. That's the meat of the word. That's how you're going to know it. You're going to be tried. You're going to be tested. God's going to allow you to be tempted with things. It's precious. It's awesome. Don't despair. God's working. Oh, this one's going to just overwhelm me this time. It's going to blow us all away. That's just the trial that you needed to win Christ. It's the truth. Those little ones that say, oh, Jesus, take care of that one. Those will all add up in it. Everyone's necessary. But boy, them big ones, praise be to God. The ones that just, like Brother Paul said, have me despairing of my own life. The ones where you go to Him and say, Lord, I got a thorn here and You have got to get this done. You got to take this thing away from me. Okay, You didn't do it that time. Well, let's go again. Lord, You got to take this thing away from me. Okay, let's do it one more time. Oh, Lord, You got to take this thing away from me. And then you finally submit and you say, oh no, Lord, I see the glory of God. If I don't have that weakness resting upon my life, I would be magnified. I would be found instead of you in me. Do you see that he can't lose? If you'll yield to him, he doesn't lose. He wins. He's victorious. It's overcoming. Just trust him. Rest on him. This is his work. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, the strong meat that belongs to them that are full age, those are warrior words. That's a word that's standing in our life. Praise God. Putting on the breastplate of righteousness. No babe can do that. No. Only the one of full age, the maturity, can put that on. Before, you got to first know the gospel of Christ before you're ever going to sit out there and proclaim, I'm not ashamed of it. You understand that? How do you know what you're not ashamed of if you're proclaiming it? Just put it together. It's the truth. Many people will try to. Many people will try to stand in a pulpit that God did not call. I yield by his grace. I'm not worthy. No. No. The chief is sinner, get out of the way. I'm so thankful that it's real to us in Christ. That we know that we're nothing without him. That we know that the more that we decrease, the more that he'll increase in us. Hallelujah. That chastening, brothers and sisters, brings the peaceable fruit of righteousness. That as we grow up into him in all things, it's the tests and the trials that get it done. Because we become more like him. And the more we become like him, the more it pleases the Father. To really one day it's going to just sweep him right off his feet. I'm so thankful. I was remembering back the day that I wed my dear wife. The Lord's been just bringing back really pictures in my heart. And I remember the countenance that was up on my dad. And how thankful he was that I had a bride that loved me. He was satisfied. There was a peace. There was a rest. He knew his son was in good hands. Do you hear that in the Word of God in that virtuous woman? The heart of her husband? Just rests, doesn't it? Takes comfort. Do you know that grace is doing that in you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And do we recognize that in one another? Do I see how magnificent that you are, not because of you, but because of Christ in you being the hope of glory? How about those that are struggling a little bit with it today or something of that nature? All the potential that's there? Do you think that we should be a little bit patient one toward another? Now, I'm not talking compromise here. I'm not going to soft sell this. I'm going to tell you, you need to be ready because I'm telling you, the Word of God is telling you Jesus Christ is coming. And she is so clothed with righteousness that her garment is fine linen. The very righteousness of saints. The fine linen, the very righteousness of saints. And I've got to tell you, there was a sweet sister that came to me this week. And aren't you so thankful for the ministering of the saints? It's amazing. I pray we are. But she reminded me again that the linen is made from flax. It's a plant. Matter of fact, it looks like a weed. It'll blossom. But if you really look at it, it looks like a weed. But that wonderful flax was used to make the clothing, burial cloth for Jesus Christ. That swaddling clothes for that little baby in the manger. Amen. But the flax is also used for the wick. The wick that would bring up the oil out of the lamp. that would be set on fire. And a smoke and flax will he not quench. Oh my goodness. Brothers and sisters, he does. He wants to light you up. Yep. But you must be a wick that's going to sit in the oil and soak it up. And as she said to me, the holder or the keeper of the flame. And I couldn't help but think about our study back in Ezekiel. Do you remember them cherubim? Yeah. Ezekiel was saying, my goodness. They're like burning coals, them four living ones, that bride. Lamps on fire. I better stay with it. He's just too glorious. He is just too much. And as Paul said in that Philippians 3rd chapter, I've counted it all loss. I counted it all loss. But for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, I have suffered the loss of all things. And you think he'd just be saying, oh, I've done it. No, he said, I've suffered the loss of all things and that's but dung. I don't have anything even into glory in that. Because of what I have in Christ, that couldn't even compare. Do you see how quick we can be led into self-righteousness, can't we? Oh, God took that from me, so I'm pretty good about that now. Oh my. You're going to have to relearn that one. You will. Lord, if it be one time through. But you know I'm too stupid too. But that's a different one. I better stay with it. But then in that ninth verse, I'll finish this out. He said, I've suffered the loss of all things, but that's just dung, that I may win him. And then the ninth verse tells us how it's done. And here's the glory of it all. And be found in him. Do you realize this? I mean, be found in him. Go read this for yourself. That means when I meet him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness of God by faith. So I ask us as we part today, are we waiting by faith? Are we waiting by faith through the Spirit for the hope of righteousness? Is our heart by God's grace crying out with Brother Paul, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness? Now wait a second, I thought you said, brother, we're already righteous. Yeah, you are. But there is a crown of righteousness, and as it goes on to say, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, but not to me only, but unto all them also. And here it is, that love his appearing. A crown of righteousness. It means the exalted rank of righteousness. How many times over and over in the Word of God are you going to give it to you? Huh? There's ranks in the resurrection. One star does differeth from another in glory. And it's not that I want to be this glorious thing for myself. I want to shine for him. Don't you want to shine for him? Don't you know that just pleases him? Pleases the Father? Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, the crown of righteousness, the exalted rank of righteousness, the double portion bride of righteousness. And that's right. She's the bride of righteousness. Go chew on that cud for a long time. And why is she? Because of him. Because he has been made to us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we again give you all the glory today. Thank you for being manifest today. Thank you that your truth and love, Lord, by grace goes forth. Help us to be a people that desires, really, not just desires, but as Brother David, just delirious. My heart just pants after you, God. Flat out, I love you. Crazy love. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to see your face. That we wouldn't just say, oh yeah, them that love is appearing. No, to me, because I love your appearing. And I want to see you. Oh, I want to see. I want to look upon your face. Hallelujah. I just want to glory in the Lamb of God and praise His name in that light. Oh, He lights her up that she is the glory of that city. Oh, gosh. Lord, help us to believe it. Help us to enter in. We just give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.